Zvachim Peg Dal Mishneh Hey. This Mishnah introduces a Musig Mechudeshes, which is a Chiddush in all of Teras Kachim, and that is Kachay Goyim. There's a concept of a Goy bringing a carbon. The Gemara needs to learn it out of a separate Pasuk. The Rab brings over here. The Pasuk says, is a Pasuk in Pashas Emor, not in the regular Pashas Zvachim. Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, since the Torah calls it Ish, Ish, it's Marba any human being, any man. So that means the Gemara is marbe even a goy. Now, the way a goy brings a carbon is the goy brings his magdish the carbon, that vaistos his hegdish is chal. Rabbi Seinu have an outstanding shayla, the lechera, being magdish anything, being magdish behema, is intrinsically tied up to the concept of nidre hegdish. When Parshas Matas Masi, it's a little bit minyoni ha-parsha. The parsha of Nidorim Layachal Dvorei is Meshach Shaychi to Nidre Hegdish. Kanira that a goy has Nidre Hegdish, even though L'chayr does not buy Yachal. If a goy asks on himself as a neder that he's not going to eat chocolate cake, L'chayr does not buy Yachal, but Nidre Hegdish he does have. And Kanira that he's Mukhuyiv to Rosa, does he have Baal Ta'achir? If he doesn't bring the carbon on time, in Parshas Re, there's a love of not of being Ma'achir, procrastinating. That's a good shayla. Vinishvi, there's a musik over here of Kotche Goyim. He brings the carbon, and it's taken in by the Yisrael. Now, l'choira, the carbon is not the Kehanim. The Gemara brings up a tzad in a few places, that the Kehanim that are oivid are shluchim of the Bailam. And l'choira, there's no shlichus la'akum. So what you have to say is that a carbon akum is not a carbon for the goy. It's a carbon, he created the carbon. It'll be brought, but it's not the goy's carbon. Marshal, does the goy get the basar of to eat? Now, it's not a relevant question because a goy can only bring a carbon oila, not a carbon shlom. Oila is kol. The oir goes to the canis. It's not really relevant, but theoretically, that's the idea. Is it the goy's carbon? See the bailam of the carbon? There's one tzad in a Mishnah in Chulin, we'll see him here at Hashem, which we're not really even being the siyakas to, because the tzad mechudesh is that we don't paskin. There's one sheet over there in the Mishnah that the pigul could be performed, the pigul, shaloi lishma, by the bailim, standing on the sidelines as the guy is doing the zrikas adam. As the guy is being mekabel the dam, the bailim stands on the side, he's mechashiv machshava hapesela slash mefagelas. Is that true with l'gabi agoy? L'chor not. It's the Rabbi Seinu Nemon, that's not a cheftz of a korban shel habailim. It's a korban that's brought. Kotche goyim, the Mishnah says, and chayoven aleim b'shem pigul noisi v'tomei. Here we're talking, Lumas, what we just said about the goy, we're talking over here about the ovid being mefagel. But Lamaisa, it's not Nisraba, this special parasha of Kotche Akum, is not Nisraba to the all the dinim that normal Kotchem has. Well, it does not have pigle, there's no Machshava Savoido. Over here, it doesn't mean that it's not a Machshava HaPoiselis. It means that it's not a Machshava HaMifagelis. There's no Chiv Chorus. See that in the context, Mishum Pigle. Noisar, the Kedusha is somewhat missing, and therefore there's no Chiv Chorus on Noisa that's Ibig Blubin that's left over. Lachas Mane, one eats it. V'loi Tomei, it's also he doesn't have an Isser, nobody has an Isser on eating it. Bituma, doesn't have the full Toikiv of Kotchim proper. V'ashoichten Bachutz Potter, Shoichten Bachutz, which we'll learn in Mi'as Hashem later on in Perek HaShoichet V'amal, the Dinim of Shkudei Chutz. There's a lav to Shecht, will be over any Avoidah outside of the base of Mikdash on a bomo. So over here also, the carbon is a carbon. One is not allowed to be makrivit outside the base of Mikdash. If one does it, there's no chiv karas. The wording of the Mishnah that says potter would seem to indicate that the psul is there, the iser is there, and the shechtem bachutz is also aser. But lamaisa, he's potter. A lav there is, but there's no chiv karas. Lamaisa, there's a, you look at the Rambam and Maisa Gabonis Pekta, you test in the Mephoshim over there, not so poshut. Others want a taina that even the lav, the whole pasha of Shkut Echutz is loy nama. You took a carbon of a goy and you were makrivit on a bomber, so it's a waste, it's a shod, it's wrong, but it's not the lav of Shkut Echutz. It doesn't even have that. Lamaisa, this whole statement of Kotche Goyim with all the dinim is divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yossi Mechayiv, Reb Yossi holds that Kotche Akum and Kotche Yisrael are the same. They got me all these dinim. All the things that we had before, that things that don't have matirim, that there is no chiv mishum pigel, that's exes akosiv in the mater muter relationship, which makes up the chalois chefza of pigel. But lamaisa chayovin aleh mishum noiser, in the carbon itself, the bosa that's left over is poison. Lamaisa it's a lav sheish bekoros. Mishum tome, for tome, tumas aguf yitzit, is chayiv koros. Chutz min adam, dam does not have the surim of pigel noiser betome. The Gemara learns it out of exes akosiv, the rab brings that the posuk in talking about dam says like this, Ki nefesh abosa bedam, he that's the isur of achilas dam, v'ani nesativ lochem ala mizbech, l'chap al nafshesechem. From the wording of the pasuk, v'ani nesativ lochem, means that it's a certain extent, it's yotze midei kodshim, and it belongs to the bailam. So because of that, it does not have the regular classification of hegdish with the resultant dinim of pigel noiser v'tamei. It's somewhat removed, even though it's lechaper, but it's used by the Bailam. So therefore, it's lochem, it doesn't have the issue of pigel tomei and noiser. Look at the Rav points out something that should be obvious. There might be potter from pigel noiser v'tomei, but he still has an issue of dam. Now, lechoy, we're talking about bosor chai. According to many Rishonim, dam mevushel, there is no issue chorus on drinking dam mevushel. Lechoy, as well, if it would be mavushal, it wouldn't be dam kodshim, same way it's possible to spritz on the mizbech dam mavushal. It also, there would be no havamini b'chayv al tzpigal nois v'tomei. We're talking about a dam chai, and dam chai l'chor, there's an issur of yichil is dam. The Rav Zayin HaKhanami, the Mishnah is just mafkir from pigal nois v'tomei, not from issur dam. Reb Shimon Oimer, this that we say, that your chayiv mishum tomei, is only b'dovah shedarkan lehe ochel. The parts of the carbon mincha that are edible, the minchas kayanim, aval. There are other things that we listed off in the Mishnayos before that don't have matirim. L'chein they have no shechus ta'achila. Kigoin, ho'etzim, halavoino, vakteris. These things are pieces of wood, incense, besomim. They're not roi la'achila. Ein chayoven aleh mishum tumo. L'chayra, it's the same thing as eating a rack. A piece of wood, a piece of charcoal. All these things, it's not a dovah shadarki le'ochel, you're not even any yisuri achil. L'chayim Shimon is pasha, they're saying good. So the Gemara explains that the Tanakama says that the chshivus of the hegdish renders levoina, k'toiris, and such as an yisuri achil, even though it's not the normal ma'is achil. It's a chiddush. Same way, it's also mekabel tumah, even when, let's say, atzei ha'marocha mekabel tumah, al tzchibas ha'kodesh, even though bad some firewood should not be mekabel tumah. So too also, it's called a chefza of achila because it's shaykh to the mizbeach, achila's mizbeach maybe, nishklor. Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon holds that the surim of pigel noiser v'tameh are subject to the regular definitions and hagdoris of isuri achila. So therefore, in chayom and alem, he's not got tumah, but batzim means all the other cases also. The last mishnah over here, the first chelik of the mesech, the mishnah vov. This is the last mishnah of in yonei pigel and shaloi lishmo, which the Mishnah used as a framework for a lot of other protim and kachim that we've learned about. L'shem shisha dvarim azevach nizbach. This goes back to gidri l'shaloi lishmo, and the understanding over here is something that we pointed out in the psichet in the mesechta, which is that if a kohen is to be oivid, a karbonai l'shlom, whatever it is, without any machshava, with a blank, the halacha is that chal. Tzitzis you have to make lishmo. The other tefillin, you have to paint lishma v'chulei. Without that, the tefillin doesn't have kedushas. Tefillin, the tzitzis doesn't have kedushas. Tzitzis a korban. Heyoyis, it was hugdash, so it's stomel lishma. It's oimid lekach. A shchita without any machshava is a shchitas kachim. So what we're talking about over here is the stomel de machshava. The kohen does not have to have in mind the specific korban of Reuven. Which korban? He doesn't have to have it in mind. It could be. The Gemara says he shouldn't even. We're talking over here that inherently in the carbon there are six chalokim of the carbon which are part and parcel of the stomel lishma. Listen to how the Mishnah says it. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. L'shem zevach, that's which carbon it is, and oil l'shem oil l'shlam, l'shem shalom, shlamim, etc. L'shem zevach, for that bailim. L'shem Hashem, that's being brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Ishim, it's being brought as something which will go up L'isha L'Hashem. L'shem Nichoyach, L'shem Nachas Ruch L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Lashon HaPazi, Isha L'Hashem, Reach Nichoyach L'Hashem. Those are the two points of the carbon. One is L'ishim L'fnei Hashem, one is L'reach Nichoyach. There's a tifa musagim that have to be explained over here. What exactly is the reach and what exactly is the eish in rotzna bayre karbonis are the fundamental principle of the amud ha'avoda. What does this mean exactly? We'll leave that over. The achatos ve'oshom l'shem chet. Achatos and oshom, we added on an oshom because an oshom is also various. Remember that we have in Perek Aleph, we had the sheet of Rebbe Lezer that equates oshom like achatos because both of them are brought l'shem chet. L'mayis achatos and oshom have to be brought l'shem chet, whichever aveira they're being mechaper on. Now again, like we said, the kohen does not have to think about these six things. The lashon of the Mishnah l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, which usually means shchita, l'chayra is lavdavka, and it's in all of them. All of them are brought with this kavana. It's possible. You take a look at Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You take a look at the Pirshei Rambam. It could be that what's meduyik is that pesach shchita, the kohen should be mechashiv these six things, and that shtelzevek in the beginning of the korban that emphasizes the stam l'shma. But if he doesn't, the korban is kosher. And that's what the Mishnah speaks out. We'll just point out one thing. Chatas and oshom l'shem chet, which means that l'shem, the specific avera, there's a musig in the Gemara, in the first perek, of a chatas chelev. That means if a chatas was hufrash by Yankul because chalila, rachmon al-tzani ate chelev, then what's chal le'etzim shem kedushas ha-korban is, first of all, that's a chatas. Second of all, that's Yankul's chatas. Third of all, that it's a chatas for Yankul's achilas chelev. It cannot be brought for Yankul's chilas Shabbos or Yankul's something else. It has to be brought for achilas chelev, and it can be brought by Yankul, and it can be brought only for a chet, for a chatas. So all that goes into the etzim shem akorban. Om Reb Yosi, af mi shaloi hoya beliboy l'shem echad mikol ha'elu, kosher shutnai bezdin. He sounds like he's saying it b'di'evedik, even if he's not thinking about it. But here's where the Mefarshim speak out, that what that means is that he shouldn't think about it, because we don't want him to mess up. Picture on a busy day, around Yom Tov time, you have a Kohen Kanim's Rizim, they're shechting hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of Karbonis, one after another. It's easy enough to make a mistake. So therefore, better not to think. Just think that you're doing for the Ribbono Shel'Olam. All Karbonis are shavah with that. Just think that right now you're being dovuk by Kodesh, but don't think about the specifics. Now, the Mishnah emphasizes is that the Tanai Bezin over here is She'ena Machshava Elechaz Alach Ha'ovid. The Machshava HaMachsheres and the Machshava HaPoiseles of Shaloi Lishmo has to do with the Ovid. Remember that we spoke out in the Mishnah Hay that there's a tzad of the Bailam. There's a tzad of one Shita in the Mishnah in the third parak, I believe, in Chulin. We don't pass in that way. The Mishnah comes over here clearly not that way. Therefore, the Kehanim, it's easy to get mixed up. So, the Takon of the Tnai Bezin is that the Kohen should not think about it. Like we said, the Bailam himself could think as much as he wants, and the Bailam should think what the Korban is being brought for. There's no Tnai Bezin that the Bailam shouldn't think about it. It's only a din the Kohen. Very understandable. Kohen's being makriv many, the Bailam's coming with one. Again, like we said, the Mefarshim point out that the last four Machshavos, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach, those four are certainly Shavah v'Shavah with all Karbonis. I mean, that of other, the Kohen can think over and over again that he's doing for these four. Just L'shem Zevach and L'shem Anizbach, that he shouldn't have in mind. Which is one thing we didn't mention is, we read together, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach. Ishim is that it should be an Eish, L'fnei Hashem. Reach is that the Reach should go up by the Haktorah, which the Mefarshim say, the Rav says over here, Lafuke, if it was Nitzla before, was put on the Marocha. L'shem Nichoyach is B'loshen HaRav Hanochas Ruach, that's Lasois Nachas Ruach Labari Yisbarach. So the Reach Nichoyach is said as one word, but over here it said L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach. And again, it's a Tifazach. What exactly is the Kavona Amuka behind Ishim, Reach, and Nichoyach? Maybe we'll just mention one point. The Ramban, in the beginning of Vayikra, says that the Havona Amuka, the Ramos speaks about Senteres Oila, behind Karbonis, is that all physicality, which serves as a hester of the Ruchnius HaPnimi, the Pnimius of this world is Ruchnius, is covered over by a cloth, by a haloma called Gashmias, when a person needs to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what he has to do is he has to pull away that curtain, so to speak. So one takes a physical mitzius which represents him himself, and he brings that on the Mizbeach, and when that gets burnt up on the Mizbeach, the Gashmius is burnt up. The disintegration of the Gashmius into something which is more ruchni, which is energy. The panemius of all physical matter is the energy Shaboy. They say that in science as well, Lahavdul. So that turns into Ishim. That then connects the world, the experience of the carbon connects the person, the world, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the chush, the physical sense, which is more ruchni, which was not nifkan by the chet of Adam Rishon, this form says the chush hareach. Nichoyach is already a kavona amuka of nachas ruach, that's already machshova. The pnimius shebe pnimius is not the energy, but it's the machshova behind the energy. So the isha is the process of breaking down the physical matter into a dover that's energy, which is more ruchni. The ruchni, where it connects with the chush, that's more of a chush ruchni, is reach. And nichoyach is the machshova behind that, lenachas ruach, liyotzoy. It's Hashem, the fifth parak. We're going to be talking about the Ikat Sura of the Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash, Mishkan, and the Kabbonis that are brought there.